You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian Clemson stomped Alabama last night.
Praise the Lord! Oh, yeah! I watched that game. I'm not a huge college football fan, but you got to watch the national championship game. And I did not expect for Alabama to just bow out like that. I loved every second of it.
Walked off with that national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Took the pride out of them.
Thank God. You ever been to Alabama?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How is it?
Like everywhere else.
Yeah.
What'd you think, Dave? With banjos or something?
I've driven through there. And it, I mean, it's like you said, like everywhere else. But like, I don't know if you've been to like Tuscaloosa or, you know, another city in Alabama or something.
I've been to Tuskegee. That's where an old boyfriend of mine, his family is from, and his daddy was in the hospital there. So I've been there before. I've been to Montgomery. I've been to Birmingham.
There's a lot of hills down there. I mean, mountains, I should say that. Like by Tennessee, it's a lot of mountains. I wasn't expecting that.
Where was you driving to?
Atlanta.
Hmm.
I would never do that again. That's a 12-hour drive.
Yeah, you was crazy for that.
Never again, fam.
Tonight, Donald Trump will be taking over the Big Three networks to talk Southern border wall as we continue with the government shutdown. 57% of Americans oppose the wall, though, Brian.
I can't tell.
Thousands of federal workers missed checks on Friday. And there's been an issue with Trump's claims. He said earlier in the week that presidents had reached out to him saying that they wish they had built the wall. So, you know, they had to fact check them. They reached out to every living president, Carter, Bush, mm-hmm. Clinton, mm-hmm. Obama. Mm-hmm. And they said they ain't talking to him.
Somebody told a lie one day.
He ain't lying.
And a lot of the network executives didn't want to carry his speech tonight.
Right.
Because of his propensity to blurt things that are untrue.
Right. But yet he still gets away with it. You know, I know there are some critics out there, but it's like, how much... It's like every day he says a lie, whether it's through tweets or through press conferences or whatever. And it seems like he just gets away with it.
I read an article that says that we will be able to get our tax refunds even through this shutdown.
But, you know, more important than that, Jay, it's a lot of sad stories going around how some people working for the government, they, like you just said, with the checks and everything. So some of these people working for free at the TSA. Like, how does that go down?
This lady set up a GoFundMe and says she can't pay her rent.
That's sad, man. Incredible.
Just know, if we don't get paid, Shay Mo ain't coming to work.
You not?
No.
Nah, you coming to work.
You're a liar.
You coming to work.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Anyway, we got your entertainment news and updates with the Shade on the way at 6:23.
God bless the United States.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. Plenty of sun and breezy. Right now, you clear 47 on the plaza. Shade, what's poppin'?
Cardi B's former manager is trying to involve the rapper's father, Carlos Almanzar, in a $15 million lawsuit against Cardi.
Wow.
The lawsuit was initially filed last April, Brian, claiming that Cardi breached her contract by ending their working relationship. Now, Cardi has also countersued, saying that the former manager tried to control her career and her personal life.
This is the price of fame, Shay, when all of a sudden people see that you got a little money. A lot of people want to come after you for whatever.
Kind of see a little bit though, because if I helped you get to a certain space and then all of a sudden you say, I don't need you no more, my boyfriend's manager is better.
Well, what if he is?
You can't just do that though, because we got a contract. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay me then. If you want, you can do whatever you want to do.
I got all of them.
But it's gonna be some consequences and repercussions for that.
They'll settle out of court.
Scratch me out a check and I'll go away.
What's good?
So during a performance, Nicki Minaj seemingly called out your boy Meek Mill.
Okay.
Meek appeared to respond on Twitter by saying, "Why you be so mad at me and not the people that came right at your neck? I'm cool. I'm doing good. LOL, something is wrong here. Leave me alone. You know I get a little too out of control with the truth.
Try to hit it. Try to hit it."
I hope they keep this under wraps. This don't need to go nowhere other than between them two. All right?
2 Chainz and his wife Keisha Ward took to social media to ask for help on deciding what to do with their 10-year-old daughter. So apparently the 10-year-old wanted to dye her hair blue, and a lot of folk weighed in on that. What do you think about a 10-year-old getting blue hair?
Nah, that ain't what's up.
Why?
Don't you think it opens the door for other stuff? Here comes the makeup question. Here comes the phone question.
That's coming
anyway.
Just
put a stop to it.
It's coming anyway.
All right, well, it can come later. Not at 10 years old. You've only been here a decade. Right? Get out of here.
So you need some more years behind you?
Go play with some Barbies, fam.
Cardi B said, "No IG. It's a weird, crazy world on here." She said, "A very skinny blue highlight won't hurt."
Okay, I agree with that. We can do that. We can start with a highlight and then progress when you get to 13 or something. Then maybe we can explore other things.
R&B singer Monica said, "My baby, I'm for the blue 2 Chainz."
Okay. Well, Monica been in the business since she was 14, so she's not a credible source.
What? That didn't even make sense what you just said.
Of course, why is she not a credible source?
You know why? Source?
Because of course she's gonna agree with her being open to other things. Because she was a young.
Monica is probably one of the most demure, most subtle, most not
that
in
nice.
The world.
Yes, she's a nice young lady. But stay out of this one, Monica.
Oh Lord, you just old fashioned when it comes to that. But you like your girls to have. Nothing.
To have what? To have what? Let's cut the music off. To have what?
I stopped.
You had it right at old-fashioned.
To have these commercials. That's what they need to have.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm actually getting mad at the weather. Why is it trying to snow when the Chiefs get ready to play?
No. That's a good thing. We need that because the Colts, they are a dome team, right? So we need them to face these weather conditions so that they can stumble a little bit.
Yeah, but if I want to go tailgate, it's cold.
You can tailgate in the snow?
And this is probably secondary, but it's January. It usually be like that around this time.
I know. Just let us have a little bit of this week's weather. Just a little bit. I agree with you on that, though. Colts ain't going to be able to hang with some cold weather. That cold get that hanging.
Yes. All right, what's your name?
This is Betty.
Thank you, Miss Betty. Have a good day.
All right, love. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up at 7:52, Dr. Steve Perry, founder of the Capital Schools, that have graduated and sent 100% of his students to four-year colleges. He's got a new talk show, Brian, that's airing on Fox. We're going to be talking about how we can inspire our kids to be just as successful as his kids.
I wonder if he's going to let me be a principal of one of his schools. Got to ask him that.
Probably not.
Hater.
16-year-old Centoya Brown was convicted of the murder of 43-year-old real estate broker Johnny Allen, who she claims trafficked her for sex. She's already been serving 15 years, Brian, in prison.
Yeah.
for that crime. Yesterday, the governor of Tennessee, Bill Haslam, commuted her sentence, causing happiness all across the country. A lot of folks have been following this story after celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Rihanna brought her story to the forefront.
Yeah, I read up a little bit on this. She's not going to be released till August, though.
Right. Apparently, with the granting of this clemency, the lowest minimum sentence is 15 years. So that'll be the 15-year mark in August.
Okay.
And so after that, she'll still be on parole as well for the next 10 years. Uh-huh. And then after 2029, she'll be free and clear of the penal system.
Yeah. I think they made the right decision in that, Shay.
Most definitely. This young lady was being trafficked and treated as property.
Yeah.
That's the only word that you can really say. Mm-hmm. Back before this case came into infamy, because, you know, they were considering her a sex worker.
Right.
They convicted her. And now young people can't be considered sex workers. It's considered trafficking now.
And how old was she when
16?
Yeah.
She was convicted when she was 16.
That's crazy.
So, you know, this had been going on for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, and this man sounds like a monster from everything that we've seen about him.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Restaurant week in the town starts on my birthday Friday. Last year, all of the different restaurants came up every day.
And you missed a couple of those days.
I did, and they brought us delicious foods.
I even kept one of the spoons they gave me.
What?
Because the spoon, it's a special spoon. It's real heavy, and it's like, it's perfect. It's a perfect size. I'm telling you, go to restaurant week, y'all.
Tavernona is my favorite restaurant in the town. I hope they come up during our show. Last year, they came up during Julie's show. So I missed them.
Yum, yum.
Lil Wayne performed at halftime with the Imagine Dragons during the college football playoff national championship game, of which second-ranked Clemson steamrolled number one Alabama.
I know the blooming don't come without rain. I know the losing don't come without shame. I know the beauty don't come without hold up. Last thing last. I know the Gucci don't come without pain. I know the losing don't come without game. I know the beauty don't come without. Don't come without.
Okay, enough of that.
Sosa's dragged him.
He got on your boots.
He did have on some red leggings and thigh high boots.
Dog, these ain't even Michael Jackson Thriller leggings. I don't know what these are.
When I saw him performing, immediately my mind went to The Wiz when the Crows were forcing Michael Jackson to sing the Crows anthem.
You can't win.
Oh my God.
You can't be given and you can't get out of the game. People keep saying
What?
Things are gonna
I saw two things.
And look just like they're staying the same. You get
it. I saw the Hamburglar with Lil Wayne's outfit. Alright. That's a good one though that you got. And I also saw E.T. Remember when they dressed up E.T.?
Where they put the little thing on his head?
Yeah, he looked like a church lady. That's what I saw. I don't know what's going on with Lil Wayne. Hopefully he's sober. He might be living his best life, though. So
yeah.
Maybe Nivea dressed him.
It was a lot. It was a lot. You can go to the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. Take a look and caption the outfit for us.
It's always good to have a lawyer in the family. Stacey Shaw, what you got for us?
Today we're going to be talking about how to get custody, joint custody, or sole custody of your child. All 2019, we are empowering people to be sharing custody of their children. So we are going to go over that at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. Plenty of sun, breezy. Right now you're clear 47 in Grandview. Shay was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Producer and DJ Just Blaze is 41 today.
Now clap for me, mommy. Up. Just Blaze.
Just Blaze.
Reggae star Sean Paul is 45 today.
You don't know nothing about that.
Wave the flag. Wave the flag. Pound the river.
Like
wind
Sean
your
Ball.
Body, wind your body, Sean, everybody.
Sean Paul got a lot of hits on his belt, to be honest
with you.
He
does. Yeah. DJ and audio personality DJ Clue is 44.
Grand Theft Audio!
On the low, you a better DJ than DJ Clue, though.
Really?
Yes. What? Yes.
Kaluminati?
Yes, you are. Whoa. You've never seen him perform live. You're better.
If you said Kid Capri, I would be like, nah, fam.
No, not Kid Capri. You know when they're Kid Capri.
Nah, he the truth. He the truth with two Fs.
One time, my friend, she broke up with this dude, and we stopped saying his name, so he became the unmentionable.
Nope, don't even do it. Nope.
Is this person the unmentionable?
Yes, he is.
So we can't mention that it's R. Kelly birthday today?
Come on, fam.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the unmentionable's birthday. He 52.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 8th.
Child, look. Pastor John Gray. Remember when we talked about him? He bought his wife a $400,000 Lamborghini truck, and the internet went crazy on it. He came out and said, look, a husband bought this for his wife, not a pastor. Child, bye. How about we done got new details that gift was like a I'm sorry gift.
Sorry for what? Sorry for 2004?
He admitted in the pulpit that he cheated on his wife.
Whoa!
Some folk are saying that the side chick was possibly pregnant, but we don't know if that's true or not.
Whoa!
But his wife stood beside him inside of their church at the Relentless Church in South Carolina and supported him.
Well, she has to support her husband, right? But that's not good. He bought it with his own money, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He said, quote, we had to keep smiling because even though we were struggling, even though I was failing as a husband, I was already in front of the people and the people can't really receive my brokenness because where do leaders go when they bleed?
Oh, my God. That's just all bad, man.
Who was cheating with his round hair self?
What?
Who was cheating with his round hair self?
He can't get no play because he got a round head.
I'm a strong black woman.
He a whole pastor out here. Why are you out here cheating? Like,
nah, that's bad though. I told you, man. Some of these pastors out here be wild, and I told you by the time I saw.
Nah, stop it.
Yeah.
Just like Kobe bought the I'm sorry gift. He done bought the I'm sorry gift.
Good Lord.
So, he who cannot be named, his manager Don Russell, reportedly is being investigated for calling and threatening the parents of Joycelyn Savages, one of the young ladies who was featured in the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries.
Wow.
Apparently, the police were actually at the home of the parents at the time when this man called. So, he could be facing criminal charges for that threat.
They need to be going to jail for them other things anyway.
Got legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Aww.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, sir. Very first. Is this the first Stacey Shaw of 2019?
Yeah, with us.
Well, let's do it.
Good morning, Stacey.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. Let's get to it.
Okay, so today we're talking about how to file your own custody case. In 2019, we're not having any more, I can't see my child, or my child's parent only allows me to see my child when they feel like it. So we are actually holding a seminar this Saturday to teach people how to file their own custody case. And so there are several steps in the process. The first thing that you're going to have to do is to draft a petition for paternity, child custody, and support. If there has not been any paternity petition or court determination that you are the father of the child, then that needs to happen first. And so you need to know where your child's parent can be served, which is usually their home. The second thing, you're going to file the petition with the circuit clerk where the in the county where the child resides. So not where you reside. If the child resides in Clay County, County, whatever county, that is where the petition should be filed. Three, you're going to contact the county sheriff and follow their directions to hire them to serve or formally deliver the summons and petition to your child's parent. This is an important part. The proceeding cannot happen until the person is served, and every sheriff has a different process by which they start that service process. So, number four, go to the case management conference. When the other party is served, the court is going to mail everyone a notice of when that first court date is. That's super important. If you don't go, your petition will be dismissed for lack of prosecution. The judge will usually schedule the mediation in a trial setting at that first setting. So that is super, super important. Number five, fill out your discovery papers that document your income, expenses, assets, and you're going to fill out the Form 14. The Form 14 is something that you are going to fill out to determine child support. You are going to need not only your financial information, but also the financial information for the child's other parent. So you're going to have to serve them with discovery requests. Usually, 7 days before that case management conference, everybody has to turn over their financial documents. So if they do, you would get those at the case management conference. If not, you will have to file a discovery request. And number six, you will have to draft a parenting plan that addresses when each parent will have parenting time with the child during regular visitation and holiday visitation, which includes school holidays. This sounds like I just went through it really quickly and it's super easy, but it's kind of a difficult process, especially if you've never done it before. So this Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock, we're holding a seminar to teach people how to guide, how to go through this child custody process. Okay, so it's an all-day event from 9 to 4. You can call us at 816-359-1877 to get pricing information because today's the last day for early registration and to register for the class. And so we're going to teach you how to draft the petition. We're going to teach you about the discovery and evidence process, your rights as a parent, and the court process. And so this process that I went over in like 2 or 3 minutes, it actually takes about six months, sometimes over a year to complete when you go through the discovery process and preparing for trial. And so if you have any questions, again, call my office. You can also find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Stacey Shaw Law, or you can visit our website at StaceyShawLaw.com. Until next time, good luck and God bless. And don't forget my favorite students at Faith Academy.
Thank you so much, Stacey. We'll holler at you next Tuesday.
Okay, see you guys next Tuesday.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
B-Shine, and tomorrow we're going to be talking to Moxa, a local group that helps people dealing with the after effects of sexual trauma and connects them with resources. Mm. Right now, Dr. Steve Perry, he's Oprah Winfrey's education advisor. He's opened 3 schools and is a CNN and MSNBC commentator. And he the cousin of my homegirl, Pam Perry.
You lying.
Breakthrough with Dr. Steve Perry. 2-week test run started on Monday. You're in 8 different markets, LA, Houston, Atlanta, Orlando, Charlotte. What are you looking to happen when folks tune in?
I want people to be able to have their breakthrough. I want them to be able to identify that which is standing in their way and find out how they're going to move it. I want people to live their best life, live a judgment-free life. I don't want them to be judged or be judging other people. One of the things that I learned when I was in social work school was that everybody needs a breakthrough. Everybody needs somebody to support them through something, and nobody benefits from being judged.
How does a person break through those barriers of being afraid of being judged?
It's recognized that everybody's going through something. We spend a lot of time thinking that we're the only one. We live in silos. We think we're the only ones going through what we're going through. We think we're the first person to ever have somebody break up with us or cheat on us. We're the first one to have kids who act like they lost their daggone minds. The first ones who need to lose weight and can't. First ones who are trying to find a way to uncover a way to get past a death in the family. Once we understand the other people out there who are not just dealing with it, but who are overcoming it, we think, okay, it's possible, and I can't be judged for it.
We're talking with Dr. Steve Perry, who has a brand new television show, Breakthrough with Dr. Steve Perry, which is in its 2-week test run. Now, we know who you are because of the great work that you've done. Looks like you're getting ready to open up your 4th school with Diddy, and How and why have you been so successful reaching the youth and graduating 100% of the young men at your schools?
So our schools are co-ed, and 100% of the kids that we graduate go on to four-year schools. And we've been so successful because we have high expectations. As you can hear, I'm at Harlem School right now, and I was doing an observation of an art class, actually. And the reason I'm making that point is I was in there talking about how I think the class could be more rigorous. And how my colleague may be able to ask some more compelling questions so that the students would be more engaged. Set high expectations. We love kids, you set high expectations.
We've got so many young people right now that are dealing with traumas from being raised in the inner city. We were talking about R. Kelly and the traumas that he endured as a young person, and now he's exacting them on other folk. How can we prevent our young people from experiencing these things, and will Breakthrough address traumas?
I don't know how we can stop people from experiencing trauma, but I know that we can stop them from carrying that trauma throughout the rest of their life by teaching them precise language as to how to communicate their feelings, helping them have the courage to speak their truth, and helping them to uncover what it is that makes them think that by speaking their truth that they're somehow less than who they are. So that's exactly what Breakthrough does, because that's exactly what I do at work. If you were to follow me around school in the next couple minutes, you see me doing just that, trying to help our students uncover what it is that makes them just freaking amazing.
Is there any way you and Puffy going to open a school in Kansas City?
We have not gotten there yet, but they ain't nothing closed right now, brother. I want to be anywhere people want us, and that's I want to be wherever there are great kids, and that's anywhere in the country.
If you need a principal, I'm here for you.
We got you, bro. As long as y'all make sure I get some barbecue. All the places that are supposed to be the best places, every time I go, they out. Maybe I just go late.
What places have you gone to?
I gotta remember.
Does LC sound familiar?
Just for the day.
Yeah, he probably went to Gates. That's the one that everybody talks about, is Gates.
Yeah.
That Gates actually sounds about right.
Yes.
Dr. Steve Perry, we are pulling for you. We need more men to reach the hearts of our young people, and we're so excited about Breakthrough with Dr. Steve Perry. Check it out. How can they connect with you on social media?
At Dr. Steve Perry, everywhere.
Thank you so much, Dr. Steve Perry. Have a good one.
Y'all take it easy, please.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheated on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
That little bum ass bitch thought he was being slick, right? I pay the bills. I take care of my children. I take care of him. And I help him keep up with his girlfriend. Little buster. But I'm a grown woman, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm 35 years old, okay? Show them how to run a household like it should be ran properly. You hear me?
Have you been drinking this morning?
No, ma'am. Oh, but okay. I do kick ass, though.
Oh, word?
Ooh, I'm Master Splinter.
How old is the young man?
He's 28, and I'm 35. But, hey, if you want to pay attention, he better take notes. I tell anybody, pull out that pen and pad. I better take notes this morning because class is in session.
Yes, it is.
Good morning. Yeah, I did. I tell them, baby, class is in session. Y'all better pull out a dictionary. You want to learn how to spell pronounce, baby.
You better pull out the dictionary, Shay.
All right. And pronunciate, baby.
Yes. Yes. Okay, have a good day.
Yep, good morning. Hey, y'all. Have fun.
Flex on your ex.
I found apps in the phone that he was using and messaging all these girlies. And I decided to drop him really quick. And he took my phone and tried to throw it down the toilet.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
That's how it usually is. If you doing dirt, you accuse the other person. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
To make yourself feel a little better, huh?
Scandalous.
Mm-hmm. Who is this?
Aubrey.
All right, Aubrey. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. Plenty of sun and breezy. Right now, you're sunny at 45 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Have you ever watched the Wendy Williams show in the afternoons? Do you make it a habit?
I've seen clips.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been noticing, because I do watch it in the afternoons, that she's been looking kind of frail and
She doesn't go out in the audience anymore. They bring a chair out in the audience and she sits down.
She all right?
That's what I've been thinking. I've been thinking she's really been sick. And apparently she's postponed her return to television to focus on her health.
Yeah, something wrong with her. Yeah, she got to get better.
She put up a post that says, well, her folks said, Wendy Williams will be returning with all new episodes of The Wendy Williams Show on Monday, January 14, 2019. After fracturing her shoulder, Wendy is on the mend and wants to return pain-free and be 200% delivering the best show that millions of viewers tune in to watch.
What do you think could be wrong with her?
Well, she has Grave disease. We know that. She also has a thyroid condition. We already know that.
Was that 2 years ago when she fainted? Year and a half, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's when the Graves disease came out. But she's had thyroid, you know, for years and years and years. That's why her eyes sometimes pop just a little bit.
And I know a lot of ladies have an issue with that.
Yeah, thyroid is not just exclusive to women, though. Men do, too.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad.
No problem. So, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta's Tommy Lee is facing 54 years in prison on child abuse charges.
Whoa, that's serious.
For real, though. So, apparently, her daughter was cutting up at school, and she went up there, disrupted the class, slapped her daughter on the hand with her purse strap, slapped her across her face, and drug her down the hallway by her hair.
Yeah, that ain't good, man. And she got witnesses and all.
And you did it on school property.
Yeah, she in trouble. She in deep trouble.
She's facing 7 charges in the indictment, 3 of which are felonies.
I got a story. I done got whooped in school like 3 or 4 times.
But see, that was back in the day.
Yeah, it was.
You could do what you want to kids back then.
Listen, real quick. I went to Pleasant Green from kindergarten to second grade, and they whooped you in school. It was a private school. It was a Christian school, so they whooped you, right? Mm-hmm. My uncle came up there because I was acting up. I got the extension cord treatment.
He brought the extension cord to school?
Yes. Took me out. Can we get some privacy? God bless his soul. It, you know, all the whippings that I had kept me out of the penitentiary.
Brian, you are so light colored. Did it leave?
No, on my stomach.
He hit you in your stomach?
Man, he got me everywhere. All right, I felt electrocuted. I felt like it.
Go ahead, friend.
No, it's cool. I felt like Home Alone 2 when he grabbed on to the things and he started getting electrocuted. That's what I felt like. Yeah, don't whoop y'all kids with extension cords.
I got electrocuted in my heart back in 2005.
For real?
Yeah, it was on this day, as a matter of fact.
I was like,
it's the day that Nas and Khalees got married.
Oh, this is an anniversary for you, huh?
No, it's not anniversary. This is the day when my heart got electrocuted.
Oh, that's why your heart. Oh, and they got married in Atlanta too. Was you there
in 2005? No, I was in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You be alright. They divorced now, so it don't count. They divorced, right? Yeah, they divorced. They done been in court and everything.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.